Live from the seventh drunkest city in the nation. Yeah! It's a podcast that just does. Just screwed know. That one up.
Penis scissors.
Live from the seventh.
Sorry. Live from Ben's Briss.
Listener warning. Everything about this podcast is offensive and often stupid. From the seventh drunkest city in the nation. It's a podcast that just doesn't give a damn. Guys, games, and beer!
Yo!
It's a podcast!
I'm not cheering because I don't give a damn.
It's a podcast!
Didn't give a damn, so I was kind of going with that.
You really did too, didn't you? He really didn't give a damn. He's like, ah, oh, fuck this.
Our rivers are free flowing because we don't give a damn. I've been practicing my dad jokes.
You must have been.
Yeah.
Well, wow. Obviously you don't live in Milwaukee County.
That was painful. That was just painful. All right. So, I think we will start the episode with Beer Court. Like we always do. Like
that's a,
well, wait, like that's a surprise. Continue.
Ba-ba-dum, bum-bum.
Yeah, I mean, Matt does this every time now.
Why don't we just get Matt doing an acapella?
That's what I'm thinking.
With himself.
Let's just record it so that we just have this beautiful, beautiful sound.
I think so.
I'm good with that.
You want bongo drums?
Yeah.
Or do you just want to use my butt cheeks?
Oh. I mean, I could use your butt cheeks and a cappella.
That would be freaking awesome.
All right, let's do it.
Let's do it.
All right.
I need a video for this.
By the power vested in me, by the drunkest state in the nation, Wisconsin.
And that's us. Best. That vest gives him so much power. It's amazing.
He has the power!
Okay, so...
We call it his power vest.
This is what this is.
It's like a power suit.
It's Beer Court!
Yay, Beer Court! So tonight, Rob, we have something from our buddies over at Flying Dog, and we've done Flying Dog beers before. This Woof. Is their Blood Orange Ale. Somebody want to read the description?
Matt does, because Matt and I have the same voice.
All right, well, Matt...
It's true. What brings us together as brethren of good beer is a bitterness that runs through our veins. Ooh. What would typically make goosebumps rise and send shivers up spines merely fuels our intense love of the craft. Cast away your fears, embrace the fire, and join our flock.
That did not say anything about this fucking beer!
It did not.
But wait, it's 7% alcohol by volume, which is dope.
Yeah.
And then they talk about their intense love for the craft. Are they talking about that 90s film?
The Craft?
Yeah.
They might be. Yeah. That being said, those girls were pretty hot in that movie. So
true,
say.
True.
The movie sucked. The
I
girls
would dedicate
it for that.
A beer to that.
Could they be talking about mac and cheese?
Craft?
Wait.
You found something that describes the beer?
I can't. They
the beer
so
you are about
that.
To taste may, in fact, change your life.
Oh, shit.
No longer. Will securing that same old parking spot at the office give you a false sense of accomplishment? Coloring outside of the lines will start to feel like your only option. Always wear clean underwear? Hell, you might not even wear underwear anymore.
Challenge like we ever did?
The status quo. Welcome to the Republic.
Okay, so you still said nothing about the fucking beer.
Yeah,
okay,
really
Flying Dog did.
I'm
70%
confused.
Alcohol.
Are we joining
volume?
Some like
cult?
Some super government or a cult? I don't
know.
I think
it's a cult. So I'm going to say right now, Flying Dog, cool bottles as always. You know, you might want to describe a little bit of what the flavor is. I can assume it's going to be something to do with blood orange and ale. But, you know, maybe a little description of that.
They got, maybe that's all they feel like they need to say.
It smells a lot
calling
like
it
dog
a blood orange ale.
Yeah,
it smells
I mean,
a lot like dog urine.
It's like, well, have you ever had a blood orange? Have you had an ale? But then also this... The writing is a lot of fluff and
yeah.
not a lot of stuff.
And not a lot
so
of stuff.
What?
Thank you.
So what?
I like to know it's 7% though. I do like to know that.
Yeah.
That so it's
no,
like, it's
and legally I think they need to say that. So.
Yeah, well, good.
If they didn't have to, maybe they wouldn't. Maybe they should be like, there's so much beer in here,
so
like
wait,
every
I think
other
I
bottle.
I found the most description they have on it. A beer brewed with blood orange puree and natural flavoring.
Flavor, it's an ale
that's
brewed with blood orange puree and natural flavorings. Maybe so do you need?
No, you didn't.
I said a beer.
Do you want the, reading glasses? All right,
well, let's try it. Let's find out if it's any good.
Too late. I mean, I'll take yours too.
Second sip.
Okay, here's my thing. I'm good with it. It's not
Matt,
sweet.
Take two at once. Take two at once. Just put them both in your mouth at the same time.
I'm getting there.
Tip to tip. Tip to tip.
With JJ Bradley. The Switchblade Bandit. No vowels.
Every Friday.
Oh my god, he's doing it. Yeah. For those who don't watch and only listen, Matt just took two to the mouth.
It was hot. Actually, it was cold. It's beer. It's chilled.
And find out there's a lot of people just listening.
Here was my thought. Here was my thought. I do like sometimes when it's, and it's balls hot around here right now. When it's balls hot, I actually kind of like something with a little bit of fruitiness to it.
But this has that bitter to it, so it's not.
Yeah.
It's not the.
It's not a sweet beer.
Lightning Kugel Summer Shandy.
It's not a shandy, no. Yeah, or a Rattler.
Rattler's got a little bit more of the tartness to
That's true.
Because of the grapefruit. But, like, yeah, you can taste the blood orange in it, but then it also has that nice bitterness. Where just
it's got a nice hoppy end to it.
Yeah, no, I actually kind of like that. I mean, I enjoy hops every once in a while, and I definitely don't enjoy them as the main course of my beer. Because why ruin your beer like that? We have refrigeration, and it doesn't take 6 months to make the trip from England to India anymore.
Because you want your beer to taste like weed, dude.
Then make it out of weed!
Oh my god, can we do that?
Probably.
Pretty soon.
Science!
I mean, but I really enjoyed the very, very light hoppy flavor at the end of that. I thought that was pretty good.
Yeah, you know, I'm burping up hop, which is good. I'm okay with that.
Mm,
But that middle ground is totally blood orange.
And
that
transfers
over.
Yeah,
very smooth.
But not sweet. But not sweet blood orange. Yeah, you taste the blood orange.
Well, you taste it, and it is a little sweet, and then that soft bitter finish really, I think, really finishes it off nicely.
It has just enough rat's ass in it to
for Rob to give a little.
Yeah, I'm such a
professional. Well, I mean, by the art itself, I don't think it would be rat ass. I would
dog
feel
ass.
Like it's a dog who has worms rubbing its butthole on
each
carpet.
Bottle. Each bottle.
Each bottle.
It definitely does
smell.
He rubs
his butt on it.
Like dog urine.
Well, a little bit.
Yeah.
I mean, if you.
I gotta say,
but it doesn't taste like dog urine.
No, I gotta say, the smell was a bit strange. There he is.
Hey, buddy.
Travis.
I know he's got to look like exfoliating.
It does. It does actually. The smells. The smell's not great.
Cheers.
Cheers. Yeah. Fuck you. Real quick before we pass our verdict on it.
Pop that pop.
All right. I'm gonna say this. I'm not a big fan of. I don't know if
I've had what it is.
Blood orange on its own, but it reminds me of
the grapefruit.
Suck it.
And I'm not a big fan of grapefruit, but I'm okay with this beer.
It
kind of balances out the hoppiness.
Yeah. It does, yeah.
And I don't
really
like
does.
Hoppy beers either.
No,
right.
No, but like you said, it's a soft hoppy.
So I'm not
right.
An idiot.
It's not.
It's a soft top with a soft, that starts with a soft sweet, and that's good. I like this.
Yeah.
Some corroborating evidence.
Yeah.
So what's with this hop conspiracy we got going on, guys? Like,
that's true, they've been hopping everything, haven't they?
Yeah, like... Every beer we've been trying.
This is an ale too. It's not an IPA.
Let's just throw some hops in there. It'll be good. People love hops.
We need to find a good sour that isn't a grapefruit because I love me some fucking sour beers and I love to share a good one.
Good luck on that.
Yeah, I know.
Good luck on that.
Try kiwis.
Well, there is a really good sour beer from what's it called?
The Eastern Bloc.
It's the same place that does Dragon's Milk, New Holland. In Michigan.
Yeah.
They've got a really, really good seasonal sour beer. It's fucking ridiculous.
They need to create an IPA.
If I can find it, I'll bring it.
And name it Illuma Hoppy.
Yeah, I like that.
Holy walks into the show and just drops the mic immediately.
Sorry.
Way to go, T-Bird.
We have to quit and start a brewery. Goodbye.
Deuces.
All right, so, gentlemen. Verdict?
For some sort of hoppy beer, it's not bad. Yeah, it's a good, pretty good summer drink.
Yeah.
I don't like hoppy things, so.
Okay, so.
I'd drink it again.
I would too. So Flying Dog, as always, you make good beers. How about putting a fucking description better than this little line on the bottom?
You know what their next description on their new beers would be? Fuck Tom.
You want an asshole. You want a description? It's just
Flanders,
a picture of a middle finger.
With Tom.
Right.
All right, Rob. Pronounce judgment.
On the first charge of being rat's ass, I find you not guilty. On the second charge of being dog ass, I find you guilty of being tasty.
Tasty dog ass.
Tainty.
And sentence you. Sentence you to me drinking the shit out of you.
All right.
Mm-hmm. All right, off the wall question. Mm-hmm. Where is a dog's taint?
Same place it is on a human, except he can see it.
But how long? Like, how that distance?
You can see my taint.
Well, I mean, when there are balls there, it's really short. When there are balls there, it goes all the way up to their nose.
Whoa!
That's just science. I mean, I can't.
I never knew Matt was a vet.
The science of taint.
I am.
I didn't know there was a science.
No, it's a hobby.
It's a taintologist.
Right, taintologist.
A gauchoist?
Taintologist.
Gauchoist.
A gauchist?
A gauchist.
All right.
Bolshevik.
Let's get down to the show.
He blinded me with science.
Flashbacks.
No, you're not making love to me.
That could be.
All right. What is the real topic tonight, Rob?
I can't deal with this anymore. I gotta leave. I gotta go.
You're not gonna say. Oh no, you're not gonna say that. All
right. Nope. I'm out.
Gentlemen, we'll talk to you guys later.
See you. Thank you for the audience. I'm a little drunk. Let's go. Road trip.
Number one.
Yep. All right. So.
I was an idiot. Left my phone in Chicago.
Oh, have fun, guys.
See you guys.
Hello.
Stormy the castle in Chicago. Close the door. Thank you.
All right. Real topic tonight, Rob.
Real topic tonight.
Well, I mean, it's all real topics, in my opinion.
Ah, real topics.
All right, so today we're going to talk about Nintendo released recently. Well, in the UK they released it. In the US they haven't released it yet. But they have released a mini Nintendo, a plug-and-play. And it's gotten good reviews from people playing it. It's gotten mixed reception from the community that loves retro gaming. And we're going to first really just talk about this particular device itself, because I think it's kind of a cut above type of device. It's more expensive than usual. I think you were saying it was like $50, $60.
$60 is the price point on this one. But
you want to talk price point?
Yeah, talk price point. So $60 price point is actually high. This is not the first one of these things to come off the shelf. And the average price point for one brand new is about $40 for a retro console recreation in small form. And they all seem to come with about the same amount of games. 30 to 40 games is the usual number they put on these things. They'll make it look somewhat like the original console. So the Intellivision one looks like an original Intellivision, and the Atari one looks like the original Atari. They try to give there that feel. They try to keep the controllers very similar. But the price point is usually right around that $40 mark.
Or 20, honestly. 20,
well, 30. Again.
30 for like Intellivision.
Right. Right. And if you're buying them locally, if you're not getting them online, you can figure almost $40. So I find the $60 price point probably a bit high in my books, all right? For something that has 30 games and is a basically just a recreation of a childhood thing.
A lot
of it's going to depend on the build quality.
I agree that it's kind of high. I'm not going to give it too high because I'm looking at the game list. And it's good. Since it has save state, number one, which is something we were going to talk about. But some of the games on here are amazing. I mean, Star Tropics is on this thing.
Right.
Zelda's on this thing. I mean... Yeah, Bubble Bobble's on it.
I mean,
it's one of my favorite games of all time.
Contra is on it.
Yeah. I don't actually think anybody else is a huge fan of Bubble Bobble like I am, but... I'm glad you are.
I gotta say, and that's where the game shines. They did pick really good titles.
Right? This is not a system with weak titles on it, which a lot of the plug and plays are. This is A class titles. I mean, you know, you got Castlevania on.
I know.
You got Final Fantasy on this thing.
They knew their market, but look who's putting it out.
Right, exactly.
Right, and that's where I think. Nintendo is putting it probably close to the right price point because of what the product was and what the product goes for used now in the retro gaming market. I mean, these games, they're putting 30 games on there, and a bunch of them are extremely popular classics, some of the most played games of all time. Those game cartridges by themselves, I imagine, can probably go for as much as this probably decently built box that Nintendo is selling with their software.
That's actually a good point. You're right. Some of those games are $10 to $20 per cartridge. So you're right.
So you're saving yourself hundreds of dollars if you're a collector.
That's a good point.
And I will pick on crap like this all day long. I will, but of course I collect them like crazy too.
Right.
I mean, we probably easily have over 50. If you've been to our room at the Midwest Gaming Classic, we rotate them out. I mean, we have so many we can't display them. I'm suspecting the build quality is probably pretty good because this is Nintendo themselves, and I think that's worth a bit of a premium. Also, I hear it's emulated. See, I'm not 100% sure whether it's emulated or whether they've done something.
I'm hoping it's hardware.
Done like a mini chipset, but it really doesn't matter that much at this point because we know that Nintendo's emulation quality is very high.
Yeah.
It's not true. Nintendo. This isn't a system. I mean, I'm sure collectors are going to pick this up. I'm sure they are just because it's an actual Nintendo product and it's cute. I mean, you got to say, it's something you can bring over to your friend's house and you can actually play multiplayer games on and show it off. It really is a cool looking little system.
Now that brings up a good point. See, so a lot of the clones are one player games.
Big deal, yeah.
And that is a big deal. That the fact that they set this up as a two player system.
Mm-hmm.
So AT is really good about making two player systems, and Atari did the same thing. But a lot of the ones we pick up are single player.
Right,
and it plays all the games, and they play it well. But
you see a two player option on it, and it just kills you because
you can't play two players
on this thing. Yeah, that's a big deal. But so they've actually, it's obvious they've analyzed the market. They've actually said, hey, what's the plug and play market? What are the weaknesses in it? And they've looked at it. I'm hopeful for this device. I think it's looking good. I think the price point's high too. I agree with you guys wholeheartedly on that. It's going to have a hard time just because of that, but.
Do you think it'll drop to the 40-ish mark around Christmas, which is what I suspect it will.
I bet somebody's going to have it on sale pretty cheap.
And I think it would be in Nintendo's interest to, you know, over time, drop it down to the $40 price point, you know, around Christmas time, and then next year, or maybe a year or two down the road, maybe it's Super Nintendo's turn. Because if this system sees a lot of success, they have the potential to release, like, prepackaged with games emulated plug and plays like this for a bunch of their older systems.
I
they could do another thing too, which I've seen something I've seen new to the market. So plug and plays used to be, you know, fixed and that was it. But what a lot of the new companies are doing, and we just saw this with the Woody, they make different versions of it with different games. So you can buy the same hardware
with different game packages. Yeah, that with Sega as well.
Right.
Several times.
Right, and I find that kind of an interesting marketing. So you can resell the same system several times, just with different game packages.
I
kind of
need to buy a Woody now. Huh?
Those are fucking
awesome. I really need that.
If you haven't seen the Woody, it's a Game Boy Advanced emulator.
Ooh.
Oh, well, why don't you see it?
Except it uses the micro.
Right.
Game Boy frame.
Right.
And it's got all the games built in. Now, they also make an SP version of it that accepts cartridges, original cartridges, or their multi-carts.
Right. So, but I like what they've done.
I like what they did with this,
The artwork on it looks freaking brilliant. I'm sorry, I'm getting off topic.
Yeah, I know.
I'll come back to this. There's so much going on in this market right now.
Right.
I'm going to jump the gun a little bit and point out the fact that I think it's kind of surprising that they haven't gone to the first 3D era yet with these plug-and-plays. We haven't seen, like, a 3D plug-and-play. We haven't seen, like, an N64 plug-and-play.
Right, or a PS1.
Or a PS1. And PSX. The N64 recently came off a patent, apparently. So,
did it?
Yeah, because I heard
that goes down to what Matt was saying. They could do the Super NES.
Right.
So, and then they could do the N64. Really? Really? On the table? With the mic that's picking up every little noise
flies
you're making?
Are farting.
Yes.
And he hears it.
Yeah. So, no. But
he's
you're
like
right.
Travis.
So, next year, SNES, year after that, N64.
That'd be awesome. Yeah. That'd be awesome.
I'm not going to lie. I would love to see an N64 mini. And I would love to.
I don't really collect plug and plays. I play them here and there. The price point, right off the bat, too high for me.
honestly, I'm not going to pay that much for that. I mean, yeah, like Matt said, that's one of the things I looked at. I'm like, hey, a lot of these games, though, the price I would pay for them, like, this is definitely would be worth it. But I'm not an avid collector of consoles. Like, I definitely prefer to have the games when I can, but if it's something where it's like I have to pay $60, $70 for a game, I'm like, I'm not going to do that. But I may find ways to play them.
Multicart?
Cool Rob.
I'm totally talking about borrowing from a friend.
Yeah.
But, I mean, I'm not going to draw that money, and I'm not going to drop money on a console for... Well, plug and play for a console I already have, where I have the main games that I care about on it. I mean, but that's me.
Right.
So...
Honestly, if you think you would get some of the extra games that you don't have, if the feel was good, and that goes back down to the quality of the controllers, if the feel was good, do you think you might shell the money out? I mean, my problem with a lot of these... AT often chintzes on the controllers.
That controller's better than the original
Atari. Atari, on the other hand, we'll get into that.
They're horrible.
Did a really good job on theirs.
Now, wasn't the Nintendo one, couldn't you use your Nintendo controllers, or were they built in?
No, you can use it with the Wii, though.
No, they're not standard controllers. You can't plug a standard Nintendo controller. Now, I'm doing this off the top of my head, because I've only...
No, you cannot.
Right. And it's the same with the Intellivision, AT's Intellivision. You can't use, even though it's got the same plug as the original Intellivision controllers, they're not interchangeable. And I find that a big mistake.
Which is sad, and I think that's a mistake on here too. Better, even though they suck still. Yeah, but
I still think that, and I think that's a mistake here too. I think they should have made it so you could plug in, because there are so many good third-party controllers for the NES.
That you could have plugged them in. We got the ones this last Game Classic.
Yeah.
I fucking love those things.
Those things are... They're brand new. It's a reproduction, but it's perfect.
So good.
In fact, it feels a little bit better build quality than the original. And they're only like $10.
And it's comfortable in your hand.
Yeah.
Which is crazy for a Nintendo controller.
Yeah, no, they did a really good job. Oh, wait, were you talking about the custom ones that guy made? Oh, never mind. Those were even better.
Yeah.
I forget. Oh, who was that guy? I can't think. Those were, oh my God. So he mods old NES controllers, and wow, the mods.
Turns them into real controllers.
Yeah, amazing. Oh my God, they're amazing. And we got those for like $10 a pop. They were just cheap. He gave us a really good deal.
Instead of bricks of cheese.
Oh yeah, God, yes. But I think that's a mistake that a lot of these companies are making. Make it take the original controller. Okay, I'm going to jump a little bit back. Make it take the original controller.
Yeah, right.
But one thing that does lead me to would enjoy it more is the fact that Rob brought up the save states. That is really good, because with emulation, like, you can do that pretty much on any,
right.
any custom emulator set up or like download online that's like built in all the time. And it's super useful, because who can sit there and just leave their games on all the time forever?
Right.
Just to beat a single game.
There have been people who have done it. I forget.
Oh, don't get me wrong. We've done it as kids.
Right. There was some story about some guy who left the system on for like 20 years. So he wouldn't lose his save state. So adding save states to this was a big feature. Mm-hmm. And I think it's going to be a selling point on this one. Yeah. Especially for things like Final Fantasy, which had no built-in save states. So this adds that to it. Castlevania, I don't think it had built-in save states. So they had, like, again, this was about...
Did anything in the NES?
They had codes. They had codes.
Okay.
Yeah.
Right. No, I mean, there were save states on some games. I think the
that had the battery.
The American version of Mario Brothers 3, I think,
actually had it.
Yes,
Had a battery.
But the Famicom version did not.
Yeah.
I've got the Famicom one.
So again, that makes a big difference. I think people really enjoy being able to save their game and come back to it later.
Now, the other thing that might make a difference for me too is the video quality.
Well, I haven't seen it yet, so I can't tell you. It's composite. It's not HDMI out.
Which I thought was kind of weird.
I did too, actually.
Yeah, that is a little strange. So
most TVs have composite. I'm not gonna say they don't.
And it's not all that strange if it's hardware and not emulation.
Well, see that
if it's hardware, then of course it's gonna put out an analog signal because it's a hardware Nintendo.
And that leads me to believe that they are actually doing hardware.
I mean, it's Nintendo. HDMI. Like, why the hell not? Like,
right. They've just basically put their Nintendo on a single chip or something like.
They're like, we're richer than God because of Pokemon Go. Let's make a Nintendo again. Well, okay, whatever. But
No, but I agree with you. I think they put it on a single chip. That's why the composite out and not an HDMI out. Yeah. I think it was emulated. I would have thought they would have put HDMI out.
Just FYI, Nintendo's not making that much money from Pokemon Go.
They will.
Because that's sad.
Yeah, no, it's not. No, they deserve
most
it.
Most of the money is going to Nantech, the person that...
I was looking here.
Helped develop it.
Actually, it does have an HDMI.
It does. Okay.
It is HDMI.
My mistake.
I was wondering about that because I thought it was.
Then it might be emulated.
You know, if it has HDMI out, that's... Or it has an upscaler in it, but I'm...
I doubt it has
an upscaler. I'm thinking it uses NASA's, Nintendo's... Emulation technology, which
yeah,
is actually really good.
Yeah, so. No, that I have to believe is emulated.
Yeah.
So,
still, you know?
Okay, so we asked people about this, and overall, the response on our Facebook page has been people are going to buy this. There's all sorts of talk about it, but overall, I think you'll find people are going to buy it.
Yeah.
I mean, am I going to run out and get it the first day it's out? No. No, I'll wait.
This wouldn't be something I'd buy until one of you assholes bought it and I get to try it out.
I'll wait till it's on sale. I'll pick it up, you know. I suspect this is one of these items you'll find at Walgreens around Christmas. Mm-hmm. Then right after Christmas, I'll clear that shit out and I'll pick one up.
I'm a dumbass. I'll buy it.
Really? Right away?
Sure, why not? I buy stupider shit.
I mean, that's true.
That is true, actually.
Yeah, I'm not arguing for a day one purchase for people in general. It's just I'm... sick.
Yeah.
You do have a
well,
habit of running out and getting it right when it
comes. Yeah.
Do what makes you happy.
Anybody need a beer?
Fuck it.
Me.
Oh,
God, me.
Masturbation, really, is my...
Right, the main thing.
Main thing that does that.
Right.
Got where we're on the air. Sometimes I forget, and I say things like that. Happens. Happens.
Sometimes he masturbates while we're on the air. That's awkward.
Sometimes. That's
sometimes. Awkward. Sometimes.
I'm not the first... We're not the first streamers to masturbate on the air. So.
No.
That should be a topic. Streamers who have masturbated accidentally.
Streamers who have broken the TOS of Twitch on accident.
Yeah.
So, I wonder if they do it just to...
See if anyone's watching.
Yeah, or just to, like, do it. Just to get some...
I have a captive audience. Now is the time.
So, what is the release date here in the States?
You know, I didn't get a release date on it.
Yeah. See, I didn't see a release date.
Best Buy does not have one. I would assume before Christmas. Sometime.
It's got to be before Christmas. Yeah. I'm sure people are looking at this as a stocking stuffer.
Oh, it's
so good it's just like all the other systems like this. It's a stocking stuffer system.
These rich assholes and their $60 stocking stuffers.
What the hell is that? So no, but yeah, I see that.
For me, is a Twix bar.
I see that.
Right?
I see that.
Thank you, Matt.
What they're looking at is again for the nostalgia factor. This will be the nostalgia gift to get your whoever.
And I see this having a wide field. Obviously, gaming is not the limited community it used to be, even when we were younger.
Mm-hmm.
But this has a wide appeal for pretty much anyone, and because again, plug and play, no cartridges, nothing. It's just boom.
And I think
the HDMI makes it like a single cable.
Yeah. Well, that's even more so. I did not realize
that's a big deal.
When I looked at the specs, I didn't see that.
I thought it was HDMI.
Yeah,
it is.
Oh, I thought you said
it is. I thought it wasn't. He just rechecked, and it is HDMI.
Well, that's why I was confused. It's like, or they do onboard conversion.
Upscaling, I doubt it.
Because I was looking at an image earlier, and it said it was a comparison. I don't know which game, or whatever, or what site it was on. They had two images of the color correction compared to the versions of some of the games that had been released in like consoles and stuff like that, and it looked better on this.
On the composite or on the HDMI?
I was talking about in general, yeah.
They have an upscaler built in. I bet it's emulated upscaler.
Yeah, that's what I was thinking.
It's emulated, and the emulation technique does whatever the system outputs. Right, because that would explain the graphics.
Right.
So, yeah.
Yeah.
Being better on it, that would explain the graphics being better. Because otherwise, you're going to end up with Jag. He's like a motherfucker.
Yeah, so probably what you're doing is you're seeing, you know, there's probably some background post-processing that's...
Right.
I use $20 upscalers and they work great.
I know, but again, this is meant for the everyday, not somebody like you who buys a lot of this stuff.
I mean, it's entirely possible that the upscaler is a good, you know, $20, $30 chunk of the product.
It could be.
Because it's Nintendo and they don't really skimp on that
kind of shit. No, they don't, so...
Yeah, so I'm cautiously optimistic on it. I think it looks pretty good. It looks like something that's going to be interesting for gamers. I'm not a purist. I'm a big fan of, you know, games are meant to be had. They're meant to have fun with. It's not
Yeah.
I never have understood gamer snob.
Appeal. I agree. I'm sorry.
Get it to work and have fun.
Yeah.
Right. We had some of this thing on our thing. Well, if you're spending that much money, why not go out? Because you know something? Then you got to find an NES. And even if you find an NES, it's got to be in good working order.
Right.
And then you got to find the cartridges. And you know what it's like? Look, if I live in bumfuck nowhere.
You're not finding shit.
Thank you. Yeah, I can buy them on eBay, but I'm going to pay eBay prices.
Right. Or
I
can pay a lot more.
Exactly.
And you got to have the cartridges around, too. And not everybody has room to stack 5 million cartridges.
Right, right.
You know,
oh, even 30 cartridges. Let's just go to simple 30. Let's go with the 30 cartridges. You ever store 30 cartridges? It's a lot of fucking room.
Yeah.
If you're in an apartment someplace, you know, having a plug and play has its advantages.
I think you're going over to a
buddy's house and having a party night where all you're going
to
sit around and play classic games. Plug and plays are great for that.
Yeah, plus you don't, you know, spill your beer on the cartridges.
Thank you. Yeah, you fuck it up. You're not ruining, a collector's cartridge. Who cares if you ruin a $30 or $60?
Yeah, I mean, and you're probably not going to ruin it. It's way easier not to ruin that thing than it is
than a real system.
And you don't have any of the questions of, hey, this thing's old. How long is it going to last?
Yeah,
gotta
be careful with it.
Especially, you know, front loading NESs. They're shit boxes. So.
Yeah, they are.
So it's not like, again, you know, like I said, yeah, I understand there's purists out there. I have no problem with you wanting to be a purist. I just don't, I have a problem with you pissing on everybody else's parade.
Who's not, right.
Right, who's not. I don't look down on people who use the real consoles. I love the real consoles, but yeah, it's fun to just get in there and play sometimes.
Right. That being said, when we were at MGC, that area where we set up the retro clones, people freaking went nuts for that area. Like you said, we were
slaughtering
all
weekend
long.
Yep.
Yes, we had a lot of classic and rare machines set up and running. People don't mind just playing the same games on that. They were playing the games for the sake of playing the games.
Yep.
Yeah. They didn't care what the system was running on at that point. They just wanted to play those whole
games.
As long
as it plays well.
Exactly.
Some systems do it better than others. Speaking of, let's just talk about clones in general. Let's broaden the scope now. Which we were planning to do.
All right.
Rarely do we actually
if we're actually going to talk about clones, I have something I want to whip out during this show.
Not his dick for once.
Yeah. So I got a birthday gift for my little brother. Not my little brother. My brother. He's still my little brother. But my brother.
Littler than you.
Littler than me. Well, he's younger than me. He's not littler than me. Well, he's littler than me too because I'm old enough to put on a few pounds. But this is something that I have been seeing on the net and going, holy crap, this thing looks fantastic. So this is a new emulation system.
And this is made by not your standard company. This is something you can get at Toys R Us, I know. I think I've seen it at Walgreens.
So I've
almost bought it like several times.
I haven't seen it locally actually, so I'm gonna start looking around more for this thing. I saw it on some
neat little guy.
Some British company did some British blogger or something did a review of it. I thought, oh, that is really freaking a brilliant idea. So this particular one is a 240 games in one emulator, and it's designed to look like a full size arcade machine.
Oh, it's cute.
I was just reading about that today. It's funny.
Yeah. So.
It's adorable.
It really is adorable. It's the Cyber Arcade 240. It's got a 2.5-inch LCD screen built into it. A full set of controls on the top here.
Yeah. So it's a half inch bigger than what you're used to, Tom, huh?
About that. You know what I really hate? Things that take screwdrivers. You got a small screwdriver. Phillips.
Yeah, actually.
Nope, I only have a large one.
Like, are you talking about eyeglass screwdriver small, or?
Eyeglass screwdriver small, yeah. So, the reviews on it have actually been pretty good. So, we started talking about the Woody, where now they've put different packs on different systems. Hey, I didn't call the Woody the Woody.
I know.
Somebody else named
it.
I only
posted it because it was called Woody. Because
the name was called Woody. Somebody else put the name on that thing. I kind of find it, this is an interesting trend. So, AT Games, on their systems, on the Intel one that they make, on the Genesis one they make, on the Act, so they make the Intellivision,
the ColecoVision.
ColecoVision, and the Genesis, they only put a certain number of games on it, and that's it. There's no way to expand those systems. Now, AT actually makes a few systems that are a little bit more
shady.
Yeah, that's a good way of putting it. But the ones you normally see, like at the Walgreens and so on, it's 30 games, and that's it.
And that's one of my biggest problems with clones. It's like, oh, I have to have another piece of hardware to play games that can't play anything else. It's just right. These single games.
So I gotta say, the build quality on this is actually a little light. Check that out. I'm not thrilled. The overall build quality does not feel... Now, they said the controllers
were... It's like a calculator.
Yeah, they said the controls were really good.
Really?
The guy who did the review. They feel
okay. There's a positive click. Yeah, there is a click. Guy.
But the plastic on the case itself feels a little bit on the light side.
The joystick pushes down a little, which I think is a little weird.
So what is the company here? Lexabook.
It's like a push down.
Is the company.
Lexabook.
I'm sorry. Lexabook.
Are they trying to like
240
say,
games. Arcade. Puzzle. Sports.
Do you think it's meant to do that?
2.5 like, LCD. Almost like a ecran
button?
Color.
I don't know.
Yeah, color screen. Color
maybe
screen.
It's a
thank
button?
You.
That's what I was thinking.
Let's see.
Which would be a terrible
all the great video games, right. Classic in one console, 240 games, sports, shooting, puzzle, and arcade, etc. 2.5-inch color LCD screen, completely portable. So there is no video out on this, actually. We
so this is a
that.
Famiclone. Yeah, we were hoping there's
no, I don't think this is a Famiclone. I think these are actual arcade ROMs.
Huh.
Let's just take a look and see what we have on here. So I'm going to go ahead and boot this little puppy up and see what we actually have. And we'll turn that on. Nice boot
elevator
time.
Music.
Damn, but the screen is really good.
Yeah, that's a crisp little screen.
That 2.5 is amazing. I'm going to go bring that up to the camera. You guys got to see this. For a 2.5?
Damn.
Yeah.
I got to say, this screen is amazing.
You know,
256 by 240. That's pretty good
that's
for being
really good
so
for
tiny.
2.5. I mean, no, this the quality of this screen.
Lenovo makes worse screens. I have witnessed it.
I'm going to say you're right. I got to say, the
music, I feel like I'm in a doctor's office.
Yeah, you're right. It is elevator.
We're on an elevator.
All right, well,
yeah, on an elevator. Yeah.
Let's use the joystick and select arcade. Very responsive. Let's see. Ooh, you know, these look like they may be Java games, kids.
Oh, no.
Oh, yeah.
Not Java games.
This is not looking good. Wow, these really look like Java games. This looks like it might suck.
Shit went downhill after that.
It did. We booted up and...
You should pick one.
Not until I find a game. I'm looking for something with a name that I recognize. Right now, I'm not going to lie to you, kids. This is not looking good.
Are you saying kids because you're so old and everyone else must be younger
yes,
than you?
Yes,
yes. I mean, he's not wrong, necessarily.
Cute Ooh. Fish, diamond, plush.
I thought you said cute fish, diamond. I was like, what the hell is that?
Maze Trooper.
Maze
Penguin.
Trooper.
Yeah, this looks pretty bad, actually. I'm not going to lie. That's terribly disappointing if that is the case.
Well, it's got, like, little start buttons and select buttons on it.
Yeah, it does. But it's looking terribly much like they are Java games. Let's try shooting and see if there's anything in there that is even... Okay, interestingly enough, I go to shooting games and Galaga comes up.
Ooh, I like Galaga.
Let me see if there's any...
It said there are 240 games. It didn't say there are 240 recognizable games.
That's true. Brick put.
Yeah, I got this is not...
there are 239 unrecognizable
games. Oddly enough, under shooting games might be the games that are actually real games. But I'm thinking these are a lot of Java games, guys. All right, let's try Space War and see what it looks like. Yeah, I'm thinking these are Java games.
Ooh, looks like a Java game.
It looks like a Java game. I'm betting this is 240 Java games. Nothing. Beautiful screen. Cool little system. Java games. Oh, Java games.
Well, they had to do something with all those games.
Yeah, that is terribly disappointing, though.
Yeah, that's
are.
True.
I, for those of you who do not know what we're talking about with Java games, they generally suck.
You know, I got a bunch of shit for saying that those Java games sucked. Back in the
wait a minute, one more time. Java games suck.
Yeah, thank you.
Hey, you guys. Java games suck.
They do. Java games suck. I'm sorry. They're rough.
Yeah, so these are...
I'm going to play Brick Breaker on my Motorola Razr phone.
Honestly, these do look like somebody took a whole bunch of phone games.
Somebody's
going to
go like, hey, Minecraft.
So, I am going to... I
don't play it.
I like
bonus points. The controller is good. Actually, the joystick, like you said, positive click actually feels really good.
Like
the buttons
click.
Feel real good. Really? You couldn't have fucking put some decent games on it?
Ghost Palace.
I'm
Final Fighter.
I'm terribly,
Aerial
terribly
Hero.
The games.
All those
Close Quarters.
Wonderful.
Enchanter. Defensive. That's just a word, guys.
You're not even fucking trying.
Chair.
Dragon chair. Den. That's a location.
Ottoman.
What are you doing? Fuck.
You know, I'll have to find out if this thing's hackable, because it'd be really nice to actually put some real games on it.
Like Doom.
Just ooh, harvest sports. The screen in the case.
Yeah, no, seriously, I'm betting
you bet
I can.
You could.
Yeah, it's funny because...
Raspberry Pi.
All right, wait a minute. All right, Alexa Brooke, hacking Alexa Brooke, what do they call it? Alexa Brooke
Cyber Arcade. Okay,
all right, let's see. I'm betting there's already
worldwide
hacks out for it.
Worldwide top score, football training, I'm sorry.
Alexa Brooke Cyber Arcade
I misread
hacking.
A six. 6-A-side football.
Oh, my.
What?
6-A-side football.
Goals.
We didn't have enough processor power to.
Yeah, like I said, I will. I want to
beat brick. Beat what? Brick.
Yes,
it's there.
I knew it.
See, now I'm gonna play beat brick.
Yeah, it really is. There's a bunch of phone games built on here. That being said, the screen quality is really gorgeous.
It is. It's actually just like a circa 2004 phone in there.
Yeah, exactly. No, wait a minute. It's a, oh God, the, not
Blackberry?
Motorola. No, the Sam, I'm taco talking, Nokia.
Oh, Endgame.
They fucking stuck an Endgame in here.
Mine's the licensed games.
Right, these are all Engage games. Yeah, without the
license. So Travis is gonna love this.
You remember how the Engage was terrible, guys?
Except, hey.
No, it wasn't. It was great.
You can only say that because Travis isn't here.
Well, no, Travis actually talks pretty consistently about how the Engage was terrible and disappointing.
Dude, stop talking about that.
He talks about how it was disappointing.
Again, I gotta say the construction.
It was a fine phone, though.
The
good
construction
job, Nokia.
Is really good. If it had a couple decent games on it, it'd probably be a really nice system.
It's cute, though.
Cute as a button.
Still say we bring it to MGC.
Oh, we will. It's just sucky games. I mean, I gotta say, the screen quality is amazing.
Yeah.
Like you said, that's actually fairly good.
The music's really weird. I feel like that's on hold.
That threw me off so much when I started. I was like,
the hell? Right now, you're on hold. For like AT&T.
Right, and it's like it's playing the weirdest, easy smooth.
Like
jazz
I said, I gotta
no
see
reason.
If someone's got a hack for this.
It's like
it picked this music to calm you, but really it just infuriates you further.
Right, it's lulling you into a false sense of security.
It does too, because it's like on an endless loop, so you don't know how many times it's repeated.
If this had, like I said, just a few decent games, it would be a great system. All right, so well, that is this thing. But that goes back down to there's a lot of this kind of stuff coming out right now.
Oh, yeah. It's
the Woody is how old now? That's pretty new.
Oh, no, that's a couple years.
Is that 2 years
yeah,
already?
I think it's a couple years. All right. At least the original Woody. I don't know how new the new one is. But
I want to talk about what started this whole thing. Atari actually started this whole thing.
With the exception of Famicom. Yeah.
With the exception of Famicom. We'll talk about
like,
those because that's
Street.
A whole other...
I'm so interrupting. There's a game on here. The name... China Corpse.
Yes!
What? Like corpse?
China Corpse.
Not corpse.
No, like
corpse.
Like corpse.
As in
like
a
body.
Yeah, that's what I thought.
Wow.
China Corpse.
That has to be a typo.
That's
you think?
C-O-R-P-S-E.
Yes, like a dead body.
What's the typo? Corpse or China?
No. It was just about some like survival crazy guy who's like, America everything!
Well, either that or just like a really fucking racist person.
Okay, all right. So, but let's get back to you're right. There have been clones for a long time, but let's go with what really started the mainstream one was Atari as a company started licensing the right to produce their clones of their original 2600s. They were called the Flashback series, and they were really, really pretty darn well done. The Flashback 1 kind of looked like a 5200, had like the 5200 style controllers, and had a mix of 2600.
You meant 7800, right?
Oh, I'm sorry, 7800. And had a mix of 7800 and 2600 games on it. It really wasn't overly bad. The build quality was not great, and the game selection could have probably been better. Then they came out the Flashback 2, and the Flashback 2, they freaking hit it on the head. They made it look like the original Woody, which was brilliant, it's an iconic looking system.
Mm-hmm.
So everybody looked at it and goes, hey, I remember that when I was a kid.
Yeah.
Which was
like
a big difference.
It looks like a bread holder. for right? flatbread.
Yeah. And then did the one thing that was really cool. They, unlike on the one that was the 7800 clone, they made the controllers exactly like the original controllers. A little bit better build.
So they work.
Yeah. A right. little bit better build quality. They actually used a better plastic in them. But they literally, that's the exact same physical size.
Scheme is
and
ass.
The exact same play as the original one. And this is what made this system popular. The controllers were the same. So the experience was just like playing it on your original 2600. This one being the one that they also got right from the standpoint, this is actually the Atari 2600 on a single chip. They took the original hardware and put it on a single chip. Not very hard to do anyways because there's no
That's
RAM.
Galaga.
It's
right.
just a processor and everything was on ROM. So it was easy enough to make a single chip version of it. The engineers on this did some amazing things that I don't know if they were really paid to do, but did probably out of the love of the system. This is actually completely hackable. You can open this up and turn it into a real 2600.
Yeah, you can pin it up.
Yeah. And the pins are marked. They literally marked every pin on here. Cartridge pin 1, pin 2, pin 3. So you can put a cartridge port on here. They literally labeled everything on the motherboard. Not like that single chip that was nothing.
Right.
Everything is labeled. I mean, this is an engineer's project. Some guy did
Somebody
this.
Loved the thing. Yeah.
Somebody loved the 2600.
I like it when you can tell that a device is labeled.
And this was the case with the Flashback too. Not so much with any of them afterwards. Whoever did this one did a great job. Not knocking the other Flashbacks because they changed the types of games on them.
They didn't do as good of a job. The controllers weren't as good.
Then they came up with that remote control version where they used the IR. And it was like...
I had that one too
yeah,
for a while.
Why do that? Because IR never freaking works.
IR baboon.
Yeah, yeah. Thank you. For controllers, this one used wired controls. Hey, and guess what? This controller will work with your original 2600 and original 2600 controllers will work with this. The pinout is the same. It literally is a 2600 on there.
A much better machine
so,
than the other.
If you're looking for an Atari plug and play, look for the Flashback too. Fair warning, you're going to pay more because people know all the information we just spewed out there, and people, they're kind of collectibles now.
You can catch it in Goodwill. I just picked one up for like $5-$10.
Right, but look on the bottom. It clearly says Flashback 2 yep. on the bottom. That's the one you want if you're going to buy one of these.
But they're nice. I mean, just you can get a great deal on them.
Yeah, yeah. They really are good. So, you know, we've seen a lot of other ones come out.
I'm going to pull out my Beast.
Okay, what Beast do you have?
By Plug and Play Beast.
Ooh.
This is the Genesis Arcade Master. All right, so number one, I did a full review on this. Sucker's like an hour long. It has 30 built-in games, but it addresses one of the shortcomings of Plug and Plays.
It says 26.
It has 26 MFN games. Actually, mine has about 32 because it has the ability to read ROMs
Ooh.
Off of SD.
Look at that, right? Oh, that is sweet.
So
who made this one?
This is an AtGames product.
It is AT.
And it does not feel like an AtGames product, only in the buttons. But everything else, the joystick's really good, and the games, the game selection is quite good.
So where'd you find this one at?
This one I got off of Amazon.
Oh, and, I gotta ask, what did they get you for?
It was 36, I think, 37.
Oh, that's a deal!
Tom is about
next
to
the Nintendo,
one.
Yes.
Yeah, you know I'm gonna.
I always think this is the high end of clones, but if you look at the thing, it's beautiful. It is really, as far as clones go, it is beautiful.
I agree. That is a nice looking system.
Now it runs. It's got Virtua Fighter 3 on it.
Oh really?
It does not, however, run 32X games. I checked. I tried awesome. It.
There's a lot of good games on there.
That's a shame.
There's
but
a lot
it doesn't
games.
Matter because you can load whatever the hell you want onto an SD card.
Mm-hmm.
So I got Gunstar Heroes
Damn,
on it.
That's a really good
which
line.
Runs really well.
But they had a good line
Streets
to start
of Rage.
With.
Holy shit.
Yeah. Yeah, it was a good. They did a really good job on this, I think.
Vector,
as far
man,
as
that's
the,
a
only,
fire.
The only
I
problem
know.
Is if you feel these buttons, they don't feel like they're going to break. They're not Damn. Cheap, but they're not. At the quality of the joystick itself.
Yeah, they're just a little too...
Just a
There's
little off.
There's not enough oomph in them.
Yeah. But the joystick itself, downright excellent.
Ooh, I can hear it from here.
Yeah, it's really quite good. Oh, and it plays well.
Really solid,
the whole thing all together plays well. I mean, it just plays games really well. The sound emulation is...
And that's all, but that's Genesis. Always the problem with Genesis. Yeah. For some reason, Genesis sound emulation never seems to work correctly. That's an interesting choice for a power cord.
I know it comes out of the pigtail, which is a little weird.
I found that a bit strange, but
don't know what they were
that,
doing.
That does have a nice feel.
It does.
I'm betting there's hacks for replacing these buttons.
Yeah, sure. I already thought maybe I should put color buttons on them.
I gotta say the build quality is pretty darn good.
I was thinking metal six halves.
Metal bottom.
Damn.
So
I'm absolutely sure I'm gonna put six halves in there, multicolor.
That'd be freaking awesome. You put halves in this, this would be perfect.
Yeah.
Wow.
It has to.
No,
has
this
to
is really...
How long did you pick that up?
Just recently.
This is really nice. I gotta say, I mean, the build quality is really good.
Do you know when it was really...
Damn!
Good? Yeah, I know.
Years ago.
It was heavy.
2010.
Okay.
That's something somebody, I'm gonna start
looking
for.
Somebody commented on Facebook that they got theirs in 2010. Not Facebook or YouTube. They got theirs in, like, 2010 for their brother or something.
No,
but,
I don't
yeah, know. See, that's the thing. Like, if there's, like, for a console, I really
but,
like,
that is... A stand-in, cheap-ass console replacement. I mean,
yeah, no,
really
I mean,
quite good. Yeah, you can get a Genesis for a little bit less than this, but it won't have the games built in. It won't have the arcade joystick. Yeah, Genesis is,
and it won't have this.
Yeah, exactly.
Genesis is a little wonky.
What are the Genesis files called again? I forget the extension, but it plays the straight ones.
No, you gotta change it to a bin.
Okay.
From an MD.
Okay.
But you can just rename them.
Yeah,
it doesn't have to be a different.
Because it doesn't care. Because right. It's the same file. It's just a different name.
Extension, right?
I'd heard rumors that it would run SNES games because it FireCore is like can like. It has
like
nice
plugins. Build quality for
but
price.
No, it doesn't have those yes. plugins.
What was the original price on this one? Do you know?
I have no idea.
I'm going to bet it was pricier.
I'm thinking it was like 50.
Yeah, I'm going to bet it was higher up.
I paid 36.
You got a great deal.
36, yeah. 37 delivered.
Yeah,
because you know.
The buttons are a little mushy.
Yeah,
that's what I was saying. There's not enough oomph there.
Yeah, you know, again, you put it.
But
they look
those holes. You're right on a real arcade.
Yeah, exactly.
I mean the. You're really like gonna mash it to get a sound.
It would be, again, if it
works good.
I'm betting it'd be easy enough to
happen. What I do is I do a hover, like I'm halfway down.
Yeah.
Is
because when I play like arcade,
I have years of
pressure there,
controls.
So I can just quickly hit it.
Right, you're hovering too. Yeah.
I feel like if I'm doing that, like the pressure that I already have there ready
might
to go.
It. Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah, and like you can't.
I hover. I'm at like the halfway point usually on it.
Oh, wait a minute, actually, click. Wait. Do that again.
No, it has positive click.
Oh, it does.
Yeah, no.
So well,
it takes no motion to get that click in too. It's it's literally
it's pretty good.
I gotta say the build quality of that looks pretty damn fucking awesome.
Yeah. Because usually what I'm saying is my hand is kind of heavy there, and I think I'd end up hitting buttons. Yeah, you'd probably need better quality buttons that are a little more resistive.
Yeah. Very nice.
I think it's quite nice.
Yeah, I'm impressed actually. I'm kind of.
It's a well done device.
You know, the more impressed, the more
future.
I snapped. I learned about it, and then
I'm gonna pick one of those up.
Later,
I'm sorry.
Snapped.
I'm gonna pick one of those up.
You say that until you get a nice button where it's like.
They're okay. I like concave, not convex. But
yeah,
I
that's a better
choose.
Feel.
Yeah.
For sure. Well, the convex is.
I like concave buttons, not convex. But yeah, it is a personal preference. So.
Oh, yeah.
All right.
Well, I could use your glasses. These are special glasses, Tyler.
They are.
I just really enjoy the way that it pushes me away. So it makes me want them more.
He sounds like the Nerd Godfather.
Wait, I've got the Nerd Godfather.
The Nerd Father.
I just really want everyone to come into my family and play Little Sega. Maybe we could play some Sonic Adventure 2. Okay. We really get to know each other.
Before we go into the final topic...
I'm going to put a bullet in your brain.
Before we go into the final topic...
Kill
we should
office.
Probably make a big announcement.
I think it is time for the big announcement. I think it's yours.
All right. So, Guys Games and Beer is going to have a bit of a giveaway. We've done giveaways in the past. We give giveaways away all the time on our things. We've got 3 pairs of tickets to Wizard World Chicago, valued at $200 a pair, that we are going to be giving away.
So you're getting a pair. So you and a friend
Or a girlfriend.
And for what days?
Oh, I will have to, you know something? I probably should have looked up the days before.
Chicken told me it was a weekend pass.
It is a weekend pass. No, it's a weekend pass.
That's what I was saying for their value being at
$200. Oh, yeah, no, it's a weekend pass. Thank you. It's a weekend pass, yes.
So,
but it's like in end of August, I think.
Yeah.
Oh, wait a minute.
Wizard World Chicago?
Yeah.
It's the same weekend as Gen Con.
Wizard World Chicago.
They always do that.
So it's in a week.
All right.
I mean, I love Wizard World.
Their schedule could be better. Wizard World Chicago.
Fools.
Wait a minute. What the heck is this? Chicago Wizard World. Here we go. So it's a Comic-Con. For those of you who don't know what Wizard World does, they put on some amazing Comic-Cons.
They really do.
There will be some fairly large stars there.
Harry Fisher.
It is going to be August 18th, 19th, 20th, 21st. This is a pass for all of that.
It's not Gen Con weekend.
Right, so it's not Gen Con weekend. Thursday, Friday, Saturday.
Well, screw that. It's a couple weeks away.
So we're going to be giving these away over the next few weeks. There will be announcements on how to win these, but we'll give you the general rundown. What you're going to do is you can win a set on Facebook if you want. If you're a Facebook follower, you'll be able to win a set on Twitter if you want. And we'll be giving away one set to people who just...
Question. What if I just beat you and take them for myself?
No. if you are, how does that always go? If you're work for whatever the you can't get it, so you have to actually.
Yeah, if you work for the podcast,
right? If you work for the podcast, you don't.
That's
get a
why
set.
I said beat you.
No. But so we've got three set tickets. We're going to be giving away.
That was implied.
The general contest is going to be like and share type deal. If you, we will put the details up on each section. But basically, you will have you send us a screenshot of you liking and sharing a tweet or a post on Facebook. And at the end of, we'll probably give these out, I'm thinking, 1 week before Wizard World. So that'll be...
So keep your calendars clear.
Right, that will be the August before that. We'll be giving away three sets of tickets one night. We'll also pick one set of random people who just tell us, hey, you want Wizard World tickets, and write to us at, Rob?
You can write to us at wizard@guysgamesandbeer.net. So tell us why you want the tickets, and please insult us. You have to insult us.
So we'll be giving away one set of tickets that way as well. So one on Facebook, one on Twitter, one for people who write us and say, hey, this is why I get those tickets. And insult us, evidently.
Yeah,
because that's the way the world works.
And it is at...
If you're nice, you get nothing.
Yes, it is at wizard@guysgamesandbeer.net.
We'll be putting up lots more information on our Facebook page and on our Twitter account.
Yes, and on Twitter right now, if you are watching right now, which you're not.
You're not.
It's an unusually quiet night.
It is a quiet night tonight.
For us. You will see the email address on the screen and how to do it. Again, go on Facebook, go on Twitter.
Right.
Either retweet.
Yeah, you'll have to like and share or like and retweet.
Right.
So these are going to be the rules of the game.
And number three is just picture insult us really well.
Right. And we have to like
be creative. Yeah, because you know something. God's sake.
Yeah, just telling us we suck. We know we suck. That's not very creative.
If we wanted to hear that, we'd talk to our moms. God.
I had a guy on like here. This is where we totally go off topic. I had a guy on YouTube. This I don't get a lot of bad comments on my YouTube because
he deletes them. He's obsessive.
Now, I had to because people get crazy, but they do on YouTube. But the guy called me a turkey humping motherfucker and.
Wow, you know something? I think I may
still... Was it Thanksgiving?
I'm lying, guys. No, I may steal these tickets for myself. I'm just looking at the star lineup there. Screw you guys. I think I'll just keep these for myself.
Carrie
Fisher.
I know. So, no, I'm sorry, guys. Matt. You know, wait a minute. Matt. Screw you guys. I think I'm keeping these tickets for myself.
I know.
Matt, distract him. I'll hit him in the head. We just hate them.
You were in my rant. But,
Tom, I'm a diversion.
I'm sorry.
We were invited. I think we were invited to it to show up.
This one?
Yeah.
We are.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So.
Well, we may still go to it. We'll see.
You could, maybe. We're hashing it out. You might be able to visit Guys Games and Beer there.
Plus, right. There's a lot of good shit there, so even if we're not there, just go.
Yeah, for the love of God. Or try to win the tickets from us.
We have love and ties to the guys at Wizard World.
Yes, so. We do. Yes, we have a lot of love and ties with them. So.
Yeah, they put up with us. So.
Yeah, yeah.
Yay!
All right.
No one does.
All right, so what's That's the last topic, Rob? That's all we can hope for.
Last topic is... Do we ever answer our question, is our clones worth it?
I don't think we actually said
that. Well, we didn't ask the question. Is that the third topic?
I think maybe no, second topic. Second topic. I mean, so you found one that you like. I found one that I think sucks. You know, and it doesn't suck. Again.
Tom, it sucks.
I don't like Java games.
No, it's because they suck.
I think they could have done a much better job on that without using Java games.
I'm thinking if you can, just literally like what I said, remove everything from the screen.
I'm gonna bet you
Raspberry Pi or something.
No,
there.
I'm gonna bet you somebody's already done something like that. You're right.
Yeah.
Because the build quality is so good.
Yeah. The one complaint I have is the screen's not tilted. Because you think about that,
it doesn't have to be. Look, I mean, look at that. If you set it down,
yeah, feel like
that screen is amazingly clear.
Here. It's a good screen.
I prefer here.
Just put these on top.
I prefer I think the screen quality and the build quality is beautiful. I thought this thing actually came with real arcade games.
Oh, well.
And it could just be this version of it. They do make multiple versions of this thing.
Yeah. This could be the shitty one.
Yeah, exactly. The one that was.
Or the good one. Right. That's Matt.
Stranger Things.
Ah, screw it. I'm doing a summary. I really, I think what it is anything that gets you gaming is okay. I don't.
Yeah.
I really don't thumb my nose at a game somebody likes, enjoys, and plays a lot. I just.
To their face.
I'm not. Yeah. No, really, though. I think if you enjoy something, damn it, go do it.
Chase your bliss, damn it.
Life is too short to be an elitist jagbag. But if you like being an elitist jagbag,
go with it.
Life's too short not
embrace
to be
it.
An elitist jagbag. Go embrace it.
True neoliberalism.
Enjoy your damn gaming. That's all I'm saying. Just enjoy it. Don't shit on everybody else's gaming.
Well, and that's the problem people do.
Yeah.
Even in this world.
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah. Chase your bliss, dog.
Damn right.
Chase it.
All right, so, its favorite. Favorite clone system.
Let me start that out. So, I have a real, we just talked about hacking this. I have a kind of something I like with clone systems. I like ones that you can hack. So, as you all know, I'm a big Commodore fan. And this came out, 2010?
Oh, yeah. A long time ago.
About 6 years ago. 2010. I want to say that was the year.
It says on the bottom.
Does it actually?
Yeah, I think so, because I had to look it up once.
Do you need a hand?
Oh, I'm old, here. But... I don't see a date on the bottom, do you?
Well, I got glare.
So, it was the Commodore 64 built into a single joystick, and this was built by, I want to say the engineer's name, her name is Jerry Ellsworth.
Holy shit. 2004, folks.
Oh,
this is 12 years old.
Right, even older than I thought. So it was a female engineer called Jerry Ellsworth who basically reverse engineered the Commodore 64. She didn't copy any of the original chip design. She just kind of figured out how it went. And then she started a company, and they sold these on QVC.
I love engineers.
And they sold like hotcakes. I mean, they just sold out of them again and again and again. It came with a set of preloaded Commodore 64 games, some of the more popular ones. Iridium, Sword of Fargle, a lot of the classics. Yeah, they picked some good. They had some crappy ones as well, though. But they put a few really good ones on here, and that helped a lot. But here's the thing about this thing. This thing is a real collectible piece because she, like on the flashback too, was an engineer, and they were really doing it for the love of the engineering. So you literally can turn this thing into a full Commodore 64. You can add full keyboard to it. You can add a disk drive interface to it. You can
knock some holes.
Yeah, I've seen this one guy did a great job where it still was handheld and had all the ports on it for all the 64 stuff. Nice. It's amazing. And awesome. I've seen people put the SD, you can put an SD on it and play everything. So, and you know, again, they were thinking about that because if you do what's called a stick waggle while the system's starting up, it actually boots into the original Commodore 64 mode. And you can actually start typing in commands and so on right away with an on-screen keyboard they built into it. And they only built the only reason you'd put the on-screen keyboard in there would be because you know that it's going to be hacked up. Really an amazing piece of plug-and-play technology. It was fairly expensive when it came out. I want to say it was a $40.
Yeah.
When it came out, $39 something or another on QVC.
I saw it's sad because they were cleared out on Toys R Us, like, for nothing.
Yeah, and again, now if you try to buy them, $100.
QVC sold a lot of them, though.
They did. QVC sold bitch loads of these things.
Now, can we do a special on that?
We actually talked about this one, yeah.
Does this, since it was reverse engineered from the original Commodore 64, does this have a reverse engineered version of the insane audio DAC that came in the original
C64? Yeah, it does. It has the SID chip built into it.
So it sounds fucking amazing.
Yeah, it does. Yeah, it does. It's got
for
it's
a
got
hardware
full
clone.
It's got full SID chips in it. She reverse engineered
that
the SID chips.
Is fucking awesome.
So for those of you who don't know what he's talking about, when it comes to what's called chip music, one of the most popular things to do chip music on, besides using the original NES chipset music set, is what's called a SID chip, and that was a sound interface device on the Commodore 64. It had, for its time, some of the most amazing sound capabilities.
Was far and above anything that was available at the time.
Yeah. Because what happened was Commodore was, I mean, they kind of didn't really know what they were doing a little bit when they were getting this product ready to market and designing the hardware for it. So they talked to one of their engineers who was a sound guy and said, hey, get a sound chip design for this. So he was like, yeah, okay. And he built the most fucking amazing sound chip that he possibly could.
Well,
they put it in the C64.
They were building an arcade system.
Yeah. And so good that to this day, there are companies that recreate SID chips for chip music makers. You mm-hmm. can buy, it's a specialty chip, but it's a recreation of the SID chip on a smaller chip.
Pin for pin, too.
Pin for pin.
Yeah, because you can modify them, and if you can't get a real SID chip, because a lot of Commodore 64
SID chips. Yeah.
I mean, scrapped, you could just get, like, this fake one, an adapter, and plug it right into your Commodore
64. Yeah, I mean, at this point in time, Commodore was just richer than God, and they basically just threw money at the project because they could. So this guy was like, I need a lot of money for R&D. And they were like, yeah, sure, whatever. And he did this.
And he produced. But
they all
the best paid off.
It paid off.
One of the best audio chips ever produced on a device.
Yeah.
Especially for the time. It's
freaking
amazing.
So the beauty of it is they did recreate that chip.
Which is awesome.
I know. One more little weird fact. Radio Shack produced a 4x4 off-road Hummer game with a steering wheel and stuff. Even rarer than this, that has Jerry's board in it, and basically,
wow.
Again, it's a full C64 on a single board, this 4x4 off-road Hummer game can be turned into a full Commodore 64 as well. I actually have one of those, but I'm not going to take it apart because it's freaking rare as fuck.
So right. You think there's no true girl gamers? Build your own damn Commodore 64.
And none of that, but yeah. If you haven't seen pictures of her,
woo!
Man, she's hot. Damn. Not only
all right. Google I go.
Not only a brilliant engineer, but oh my god.
You fapped to that, haven't you?
I have.
By the way, the inappropriate section of the podcast.
Her playing her 64 guitar. She took a C64 and turned it.
That's awesome.
Okay.
Yes. Holy shit.
So wait, she's an engineer. She plays guitar. Made a C64 into a guitar, and it's hot. Oh wow. Jeez. Just saying. All right.
Amazing.
All right. How about you, Rob? What's your favorite?
You know, I had a hard time coming up with an absolute favorite because I love all my children. But I'm going to go with...
And he loves clones, too.
Oh, I know which one you're going to go with. Yep. Good call.
The FC Mobile 88.
Damn, yes.
Now, I'm going to tell you that the FC Mobile 88 is everything that's wrong with clones.
Good start.
Smell it. You now have cancer. Okay. It's made out of radioactive Chernobyl plastic. It is...
Yes, good Famicom clone.
It features... Hey, yeah, Sony had a great idea with that gamepad. And then let's make it worse.
Right.
And also, let's put it on there twice.
Let's put four buttons on when the NES only has two buttons. But... I gotta tell you, this little bastard has it where it counts. It runs multi-carts, it runs original Famicom carts, plus you can plug it into your TV. And
I gotta say, I've got a lot of hours on this little guy. And though it is a cancerous lech, it has taken beatings that normal handhelds... You wouldn't put a DS through what I put this little bastard through. And it's,
an anus.
It just feels cheap as shit.
Talk about the screen, though, again, because that's another 2.5-inch screen that is really amazing.
Yeah, it actually has a really good little screen on it. It's not...
I remember the first time I saw that, I was like...
Yeah, no, I mean, considering the size, it's a 2.5 again, you can actually read everything.
Pokemon action.
See everything.
Pocket monster.
It also has, I mean, is that 88 built-in horrendous games.
Remember what we were talking about with Java games?
Oh, horrendous. Java games built into that, too. Games.
Oh, my God. No, that's
Java. They were
there are some Famiclones in that one. Yeah. Mine has some Java ones in it, too.
Yeah, I think that one does, too. I think it has Flappy Bird, no, what is it? Angry Birds.
Right. Calling. So basically, again, this is an emulated system, but it's beautifully emulated.
Yeah, it does a really good job. It's not it's not real hard to emulate Nintendo properly.
No, but it's
but
really
people
good.
People do get it wrong.
Yeah, they do, and this one's a good one.
Yeah, and this one actually does not get it wrong, and it's a fun game to play. I love, like, going somewhere with it, and then, like, some kids pulling out their, like, DS, or they're pulling out their Vita. Which is life, by the way. And you pull out this just horrid piece of plastic. It's just the best feeling ever. Smug giddiness with my piece of shit.
Hey, really is that is a good one to have smug giddiness.
But about. I love the thing, and the battery life's fabulous. I mean, I don't think I've changed the batteries, and I play it a lot.
And that's another good point. Yeah, it uses, triple A's in that one, and they last for freaking ever.
Yeah, forever. Which is good, because the door is a bitch to get on and off, so. But yeah, I love that thing. Great Famiclone.
Alright, how about you?
Well, I don't own any clone systems. I never have. Not because, like, I don't want them or have no interest in them. It's just, I forget about them and that they exist. But I do really enjoy emulation on other platforms. And probably my favorite emulator, the one that I've used the most all time, is EPSXE. Because, and that, if you don't know what that is, that is a PSX, original PlayStation emulator, that came out on the PC, I don't know, 10-15 years ago at this point.
It's been more than a few.
It's been at least over a decade this emulator has been out and developing. They have it out on Android. You can put EPSXE on your phone and load your PlayStation games on there and play them with on-screen controls with a controller.
It works really well on the Android, may I add.
And I just have really fond memories of getting that emulator set up and literally popping my PlayStation games into my CD-ROM drive in my computer and playing my PlayStation on my computer because my PlayStation was broken or my brothers were using the PlayStation at the time or whatever reason. But it's just because the PlayStation was my first video game system and EPSXE was my favorite emulator because it was for my first video game system.
Aww.
So I've really enjoyed using that product. I still use it today. I mean, they're on version like 1.6 or something like that, and they haven't had to increment that version in like 5 years because they don't need to. But it's just a real overall really great emulator. You can play disk images that you download, which you shouldn't because that's illegal, or you can just
illegal if you have it, and it's questionable in some cases.
Yeah, absolutely.
In some cases, it doesn't matter.
And the other great thing is if you have PlayStation games lying around, you just pop those fuckers right into your CD-ROM drive and start playing. Or take an image of that game that you own and play it off your hard drive. It's faster.
You know, you see in that, but you're right. That's the cool thing about it. It could actually use the original black discs.
Yep.
It would if you had... Not all CD-ROM drives would read them, though.
Right.
Depending on your CD-ROM drive.
If you had
some of them could.
If you had a DVD-ROM drive, you were fine.
Right.
Because the laser was tuned to be able to read something more sensitive.
Right.
Like that.
Right.
You could totally use Bleem.
Bleem, when it worked, it worked. When it didn't, it sucked. So that was another PSX emulator. So
there were a lot of PSX emulators.
There were Windows, yeah. Mac, and Dreamcast.
So
Bleedcast, all right. It was called.
Yeah. Tyler, how about you?
We lost him.
Well, I am thoroughly enjoying this. This actually, I've when Rob put this out before, I've thoroughly enjoyed it. So I'd say that's definitely one of my favorites. Also,
it's a badass. I love it.
No, it's great. The controls on it are freaking amazing.
Actually, the controls, the layout could have been better, but they actually work better.
I mean, that's fine.
Wait.
Oh, yeah. I smoked for a number of years. I don't think it'll make it that much worse.
It works right out. They're really responsive. But once again, same thing that I really don't have any. Just more so those. I really haven't had to buy any or whatever.
I think
Larry has one that I like as well too that I don't remember Larry talking about was the one with the yellow joystick. His little one has
The Pac-Man one.
Yes.
Right. That's the Namco one.
Oh yeah, that one. Was really
that good. One's a beautiful one, by the way.
Yeah.
I think I got an overflow. Good.
Yeah, you do.
I really like that one, and I just agree with Rob. That one is just.
I love that thing.
It's so good.
They really are. Tommy has one too.
Yeah, I do. I got one after he got one. I saw his. I was like, oh, I'm buying one of those fuckers. They weren't that expensive. They were like $30 or $40.
Yeah.
I think I paid more for the cartridge than I did for the game.
Yeah. By the way, the cartridge, the Cool Boy cartridge now is like $15. You can get the pair.
So the Cool Boy cartridge comes out of China. It is the best Famicom clone cartridge.
It's beautiful.
Yeah.
Worse than a real Famicom, by the way.
Right. And the titles all make sense. It's not all these weird ass, what the hell is that game supposed to be? The titles are clear. There's not 1,000 versions of the same game. Each game is a separate game. Cool Boy is the Famicom clone cartridge to get.
And Cool Boy is only paying us $20.
Is it supposed to look like that?
Nah, the cartridge is loose, so the battery's dying.
Right.
Okay.
But it does happen. All right. Yeah. So, Rob,
maybe finally those batteries have died.
We've actually kind of been going for a while. We probably should wrap this up.
Yeah, we haven't done this in a while. Although, I think last week we had an hour.
Yeah, but I wasn't here last week, so it doesn't matter. It doesn't count. If I'm not here, it doesn't count.
We drank two beers because of you.
So, one more time, let's talk about what the contest we're doing.
All right. Contest. Very soon, both on Twitter and our Facebook site, we are going to post
a post
our giveaway for Wizard World's Chicago Comic Con. It's going to be pretty awesome. I got to say, it's got a lot of good people on it.
Oh yeah, they've got the again, looking at the lineup again. If you're a Walking Dead fan, a Star Wars fan,
it's going to be pretty good. Yeah, it's going to be a pretty good one. They got a solid lineup this time, I got to say.
They do. The Chicago show's a big show, so.
Yeah, it's a good show. It's going to be a good show. These tickets are worth
$200.
$200. So you're going to get a pair of tickets if you win. So we're going to post about this. You repost it and like it. Send us a screenshot either to our Facebook. You can send it right to us on Facebook or you can send it to wizard@guysgamesandbeer.net. And we will be choosing a winner on...
What show?
What the heck was the date? What's the date of that show?
The show is the 18th, 19th, 20th, 21st, so it'll be the week before that. We'll give people a week's heads up on that.
Yeah, we'll put the date on the actual post.
Right, when the drawing date is. But you basically...
Our preparation was short.
Right, so you will...
Wizard World warned us like 2 weeks ago.
They did. I know they did. This will be like a will call situation. You don't have to have physical tickets. We'll just get your names. You'll have to show your IDs at the door, and they'll let you in.
Is that what the deal is now?
Yeah.
Okay, we don't even have to give any actual personal information, just your name.
Exactly. We'll just need...
No, we need your social security number.
Your credit card number.
Yeah, and your blood
sample.
And your bank routing number.
Yes.
So, all right. Take us out,
Rob. Take pictures of your girlfriend.
Oh, yeah. You send that, you win.
And you.
Yeah.
Whoa.
So remember, there are three ways in total to win.
Yes.
You retweet us.
Right.
Send us a picture of it.
And you have to follow and retweet.
Follow and retweet. On Facebook, give us a thumbs up and retweet. And send us a picture that you did it. Or send a really good insult to us.
And a good insult.
at guysbeansandbeer.net. It can't be like lame ass insults. Like,
if it's a shitty insult, number one, we're not going to read it because.
It's a shitty insult.
Fuck that.
Well, how are you going to
number two, you're not going to win.
So make it a good insult.
Yeah, and don't get too offended if we insult you back because we like to do that.
Yeah, it's exactly.
We will.
Exactly.
And we will. Fun. We will.
It's just good fun.
All right. So, take us out.
Thank you very much for watching this episode number 214.
Jesus fucking Christ.
Of Guys Getting Beer.
I'm getting too old for this shit.
Right? We will be back next week on Twitch at 6 p.m. CST.
Ish.
Come on in.
Ish.
No, Central Daylight Time.
Come on in and insult us. We'd love that. Also, you can check us out at www.guysgamesandbeer.net. On Facebook, www.facebook.com/guysgamesandbeer. And on Twitter. At guysgamesbeer. Notice that there's no and there. All right. Thank you very much for watching. I will see you guys next week. I want to thank you guys. We have noticed that there has been quite an uptick in viewers. Actually, listeners. Listeners has been the big thing. We had a big uptick in listeners, and I want to thank all the new listeners for coming on, and I want to thank all the longtime listeners for listening to us.
Love our longtime listeners.
When we know that sometimes we are really bad.
So, as you say, welcome and welcome back. Yeah.
Bye. I hear these numbers. Holy shit. I mean, you told me the numbers today. Damn it.